What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
The following podcast of The Bench is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, you can get some extra bang for your buck too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right, deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BENCH101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com. Use promo code BENCH101.
The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. Lance back after a wonderful and much needed. And, of course, you know, much needed because he's got a lot of work ahead of him here over this. You know, he's going to work this week and then take 2 weeks off.
I added
so, the... So he needed that break right there last week.
Added to my workload during my next vacation. So my next vacation, I get in at 8. I'll go 8 to 8.
Is that it?
The 20...
Your next vacation, 8 to 8?
Well, I'll be at, up here at the station.
Well, now you're... But
26, 27, 28.
Can you imagine the pounding because Fred is next to him now? The pounding on the laptops? Because
no, there's not a lot of... Actually, there's not a lot of laptop pounding until I write the notes. You know, writing the actual draft profiles is the one that I tend to avoid. It's it's frankly the one that's grinding me out the hardest. Watching tape and writing notes, that's easy. Then when I have to take the write the notes and turn them into a draft profile, that sucks so much ass.
Yeah, well, whoa, yikes. Yeah,
well, I mean, it's seven. It's this before is, seven.
The kids are on their
it's
way.
It's early enough to say that.
Kids are in school. Are they in school yet? Kids go to school at 5:30 now?
When do they go on Christmas break? Next week?
No, it's Friday.
College kids are done. But
my kids aren't off until the end of the day on Friday.
My kids are here, and that's always cost. Although, you know, we played all weekend long. We had the Friday tournament. And then we had the Saturday big tournament. 102 players out of prime on Saturday.
Whoo! Was that the big tournament?
That was the big tournament. 20,000 guaranteed. You know how much? It was almost 40,000 that they paid out. How about that?
That's really good.
And JT played. He cashed on Friday, and he was finished.
He cashed?
Oh, cashed. He was fourth. He had fourth chop.
Do you get a piece of that?
Well, no. I cashed. Did you stake horse him? Cashed. We both cashed.
Did you really? Yeah. Did you stake horse JT?
Did I what?
Did you stake horse him?
Yeah.
Then you should get a little something.
Yeah, I let him have his money. It's the most he's ever had sitting in his pocket. That was nice for him.
Yeah, it's nice and all, but you should tell him. No,
he thought I'd get it
all.
This
is nice. I got 35% at least.
He said, I thought you'd take it all, and I didn't take a penny. So I just want to back my hundreds that I put him in.
Did you say Merry Christmas and that's it?
No, he smothers.
What is this?
Oh,
what
no,
is
don't
what
worry.
What is this elitist nonsense?
You wait till you see. No. Anyway, I thought we were going to start the show. I thought I was going to be able to say, this is the latest in the season that the Texans have ever had been on course for the bye.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is, in 2012, after week 14, after week 15, when they were 12-2, they were the number one seed. And you know what they ended up? The third seed. Because they lost out. The Broncos won out, and they were the top seed. And then New England was the second seed. And then the Texans beat Cincinnati, as they always do in the postseason, and then lost to the Patriots in the next round of the playoffs.
In, frankly, embarrassing fashion.
But right now, the Texans have a bye. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately for them, Carson Wentz. Now, I was going to tweet this out. Cue every show. Every ESPN and Fox Sports show, Shannon Sharp and Skip Bayless and Stephen A., Max Kellerman, all that, and Pardon the Interruption and Around the Horn, all of them asking the question, did the Eagles waste the season because they started Carson Wentz?
You think that's what it's
going to be? Oh, absolutely. Every single – and this morning you'll see it on here. Are the Eagles better off?
That's so stupid.
Well, Carson Wentz did not have a great year. Let's put it.
No, he didn't.
Now, Frank Reich left, which was a big loss. Frank Reich left, a big loss.
Yeah.
Turned out to be a big loss. But Carson Wentz was not good this year. But look at...
Nick Foles wasn't good when he had his opportunities early in the season either.
But,
he stunk.
But then look at last night.
Nick Foles actually has a long history of tricking you with little games like this.
Well,
it's not sustainable.
It wasn't even his game. They ran the ball 40 times.
Yeah,
right.
I know. They ran the ball. It was Wendell Smallwood. Right. But he tricks you. Like, that's the worst thing in the world, is to get tricked with something that's not sustainable.
Well, except Super Bowl, you know, MVP.
No, but it's not sustainable.
Yeah, right.
That's what I'm saying. That's a game. Like, Frank Reich was not better than Jim Kelly.
But he came in that one. So, are the Texans worse off, though, now with this short sample size that Nick Foles is going to have? I'm afraid, you know what, the Eagles might be a better football team right now.
A better football team?
Well, look at them last night.
They have not had any level of consistency at all the whole season. The Texans, while there have been ups and downs, they have won 10 of 11. So I would hesitate to call them the better football team.
I mean, they don't
have a secondary.
I saw an average football team out of the Eagles at best this season, and a very disappointing. Very disappointing football season. And then I saw a team last night that went to L.A. and just slapped that ass.
Man, it's an L.A. team that has not played well
the last few weeks.
No. 6 weeks, they haven't covered the number.
No,
by
no.
the way,
yeah, right.
If we're looking at play versus expected play.
Right.
And their offense has been bad. Chicago, this is the second game in a row where their offense, and you know, they haven't been the same since they lost Cooper Kupp. He's a second year wide receiver. You would think, well, what, how is that going to change it? But all of a sudden you have Todd Gurley get dinged up yesterday.
How are you going to lose a Cooper Kupp and still be able to survive? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, sometimes it's a weird, because he was heavily targeted. Sometimes you just get a quarterback in a funk when they don't have certain guys to throw to on certain routes or certain combinations. I would say that Deshaun Watson is a different guy when Will Fuller's on the field. I think Deshaun Watson is incredibly explosive when Will Fuller's on the field, and then that kind of goes away when Will Fuller's not on the field.
Do they have anybody that can just run down the field and
no.
Write that?
Kiki QT passed. And I don't know. I think Fuller's still alive, but they both might be gone. I don't know. I don't see them anymore.
No, they're not both dead. I'm not going to say that.
I don't know where they are. I don't know what they've done.
I haven't seen them.
As far as I know, they don't exist anymore.
Right. Look at all the Eagles are, they got six guys running down the field wide open. So anyway, look at the opportunity. And I want to tell you this right now. I'm not saying it's over, but you know, I watched that whole Patriots game yesterday. It's not a good football team.
You could see it last year. I just missed on Jacksonville, but the Patriots falling off their mantle to me was. You've seen this before.
Let's slow down yet, because there's the postseason to go, and you never know how they're going to play in the postseason.
But you were just starting off by saying the same thing I'm about to say is. 40-year-old quarterback, that doesn't last long.
No.
It doesn't last long. Gronk is beat to hell. This could be Gronk's last year.
It really wasn't on him, though. I mean, Jalen, he ran all. It was embarrassing, and yet it was just a 14-7 game in the
Jalen Samuels, who was a kind of a fullback. I mean, kind of a running back, kind of a slot receiver.
He reminds me of Tim Worley, kind of big. Big dude.
He's not, doesn't have a lot of juice, but for some reason the Steelers make those guys work. You know, James Conner was just kind of a grinder in college.
He seems to work with the
Steelers, but that was a Steeler team desperate for a win, and they got it. And I got to tell you, if you look at the Texans now, they didn't play good football on Saturday. We know that, but they still got the win, and they came back and got the win. Deshaun Watson with the, fourth quarter comeback this year. He's tied with Drew Brees for the league lead. So you had that win no matter how you got it. The Kansas City Chiefs lose the other day to the San Diego Chargers. Right now, gun to your head, you might say the Chargers are the best team in the AFC.
Oh, no. Defensively, you weren't here. I said that. I think they are.
It's hard not to say that. But look,
the only good teams that the Chiefs have played are the Rams, the Chargers,
and
the Patriots.
Yeah.
And they lost all three.
Yeah, a bunch of losses.
Well, they beat. Well, it was early, but they beat the Chargers.
They beat the Chargers early. That wasn't.
They split.
I don't think that was the same Chargers team as today.
Who knows?
I really don't. I mean, but you're right. They did beat the Chargers early on, but you know now when it's nut cutting time, it doesn't seem like they're the same football team. And you know all these. You know we love offense. We love the offense so much and throwing the ball around and everything else. But look at it down the stretch. I mean, honestly, you could make the argument that the Bears are as good as any football team right now. And they're doing it with defense, running the football, inexperienced quarter. I love Matt Nagy, though. I love what he's doing.
Nagy's done
right. And teams that are running the football are just, you know who's freaking dangerous is the Colts right now.
The Colts are the team that nobody in the playoffs wants Baltimore to not get in. Everyone wants Baltimore to keep winning.
Yes.
And the Colts lose because you don't want to see the Colts. The Colts right now, offensive line-wise, are bullying people.
What about the defense?
Their defense has turned into, and Darius Leonard should be Rookie of the Year. I don't even think it should be a long discussion with what he's doing. He's going to lead the league in tackles as a rookie. He broke the rookie tackle record yesterday. The Colts right now, you just don't want to see them. That's why the AFC is so, and now I don't know if it's up for grabs because there's not a lot of weaknesses with the Chargers. There's really not.
No.
If you start to pick at it, When Melvin Gordon is fully healthy, if Phillip Rivers is a highly underrated quarterback, you got the edge rushers, you got a decent secondary. They have what the Chiefs don't have, which is a better defense. That's one of the keys. But you know, here are the Texans struggling to contain Sam Darnold on Sunday. On Saturday, it's never been more obvious now that you did what you did against bad quarterbacking, because when you do play decent, and Sam Darnold is just a rookie. Sam Darnold shouldn't be doing what he did to you, although I wouldn't say he carved you up. A lot of what he did was with his feet. But they are. Sharice Wright was a mess. Oh. How about there was an Aaron Colvin sighting at the end of the game? I'm like, what? Is that 22 on that last play? I didn't even know he made it on the field at any point, but right now, the Houston Texans secondary they don't have enough speed. Any team that throws a speedy guy out there, they can't match up.
Yeah, no, they can't. There's some guys said, well, it's not about speed, because I had tweeted out. I said their inability to play man because they can't cover anybody fast is really as big an issue as how many gaping holes there are in these zones. I mean, Robbie Anderson just running and just stopping with nobody within 5 to 10 yards of him.
And the secondary. And
finding giant holes in the zone.
What'd you think of the pass rush on Saturday? And that's okay. People were complaining that there was no pass rush. Romeo Crennel wasn't blitzing enough, yada, yada. Let me tell you something. If you can't get after that secondary with offensive line with J.J. Watt and Reader and Clowney and Mercer and all the guys that they have, don't tell me about Clowney getting paid. Don't tell me about J.J. I don't hear anything. If your whole thing is, well, you got a blitz to get pressure on the Jets. What? Stop it. And J.J. did have a big sack late in that game, and Clowney made a big play late in the game, too.
I thought it was at first. I was like, oh, Sam Darnold ain't going to like this today. He ain't going to like none of this today.
I didn't think so either.
He ain't going to like rack. And then all of a sudden, it's like, wow, he's racking up all kinds of yards. My goodness, can we stop? Is there any way to stop a Sam Darnold? And there's apparently no way to stop him until the very end of the game. But it was, and hey, Deshaun came up with the plays down the stretch. Deshaun was doing Deshaun things again. Man, he's. Wow, that is, there's a lot to talk about here. 713 ESPN 97.
But yeah, because we got to get into. There is the good, but there's the stuff that's just not clean enough.
But this city is, I guess it's still the Bill O'Brien effect.
It is not. This city has not bought into the Texans on the whole.
No,
the number two seed with 10 out of 11 wins. And there was never a time that I would think that this city wouldn't have been bought in on Gary Kubiak, but. I just feel like people are just never going to buy in on Bill O'Brien, no matter what he does. And until he leaves, they won't be ready to embrace the Texans. That's what it feels like.
No, that's what it feels like. Unless he does something special this postseason. We'll see. But nobody believes that. I mean, the negativity, it's unbelievable, the negativity for this football team at 10-4 and the second seed right now in the AFC. All right, 713 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, more than welcome. 713-780-3776.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and Sportsmap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 718. John and Lance along with Dell at 713-780-3776. Honestly, everybody, I tweeted out, it doesn't matter. I tweeted out, you know, the giant holes in the secondary, which wasn't a positive, obviously. But, I said going forward into January, this is going to be a problem. I mean, they're not going forward into January. They're not even going to make the playoffs. This team sucked. Blah. I mean, it was like, oh, my God.
No.
And, and all I said was, after they won.
People
Deshaun.
Were so mad after that game. Like
what,
they
are you,
were
what are you
so
mad about?
Mad.
They're 10-4. What the hell could you possibly be mad about? I mean, good Lord, you got a shot. This team has a shot. They have, and Deshaun sucks. Blah blah blah. Listen, Deshaun's got a lot of work to do. I don't think there's any question about that. Deshaun reading. I'm going to tell you this. We've talked about this before. He's like baby Ben because Ben. How long has Ben Roethlisberger been standing there with the football? You know what? It apparently never goes away if you have that gene. Because I watched Ben yesterday.
No.
He still stands there forever.
I don't feel good about Deshaun ever being a guy that gets rid of it on time. Because I don't think you really do get rid of it. Your internal clock is your internal clock. Your processor is your processor.
It's so funny watching Brady and Ben on each side of the field. And Brady
couldn't
be more different.
Yeah.
Couldn't be more different.
And it's like, you know, yeah. And with Deshaun, he just doesn't. He doesn't have a pre. I don't think he has a good enough pre or post snap plan at this time because what, you know, everyone was just screaming that there's a group of fans who want nothing to be Deshaun's fault. And so Bill O'Brien has to do a better job of calling slants.
I know.
That's all it is. He just needs to call more slants. Well,
I love the play caller. I love that.
It's just such a generic because it allows you to get away with not really having to see the field. But that's assuming that there are no corners that are in close off position who will jump that route or who are in press coverage. You know, I think what people also don't understand is that, you know, I talked to somebody with a team who said, we know that our defense coordinator basically just said you gotta keep Deshaun Watson in a pocket and you have to confuse him right after the snap. It's all about disguised coverages. So I'm sure what's going on, we can't see it on TV, but I'm sure what's going on is there's late movement. They're showing zone and they're showing man and turning it into zone, you know, with how they're covering. They're just disguising coverages, and Deshaun is struggling because what's happening is teams also realize if we zone dog, which is you know, bring the blitz and then drop a man in coverage.
Yes.
He just doesn't, it's just slow to process what to do with the ball. He hangs on to it and he takes some really bad sacks. This is at least 2 weeks in a row. You know, last week, 4 of his 5 sacks came after 4 seconds in a pocket, which is outlandish. This week, there were some really bad ones. And what's really scary is they had their first point was a field goal, 41-42-yard field goal? That should have been a chip shot. But Deshaun took a sack before that field goal. And he has got
Which time? Because he did it a couple of times.
Yeah, and I think not having Will Fuller obviously has some impact, because if you have Will Fuller, you can't get all – you can't get really too loose with your safeties, because – you know, he's got a chance to hurt you, and he is a guy that can run slants wide open because defenders have to back off of Will Fuller. But right now, I think Bill O'Brien has to be better about how he handles this situation. Deshaun's going to have to learn at some point. Now, what I did see that I liked in that last drive is Deshaun got blitzed with a zero blitz again. He took a sack in the previous series. And then they came back and showed him that zero blitz again, which is just man coverage across the board, and they brought 7. And Deshaun made a throw, a quick read and a quick throw to DeAndre Hopkins that it was on 2nd and 7. They called it a first down. It was short of the marker, but whatever. They called it a first down. That throw was on time. It beat the blitz. That made me very happy, and that was a huge play moving forward, because the Texans, you know, obviously needed that score, and they got the score. So now you want to see if Deshaun can build on that. I haven't seen him build on an ability to beat blitzes. He's not going to run as much as he did. That looks like that might be over.
Yeah, it really does. And I'm okay. I'm okay with it.
Are you?
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to see him use his legs. There are sometimes at last home game, I'm sitting in the end zone, and I saw a bunch of holes opening up for him, and I was like, well, go Deshaun. But you know what? I would much prefer he edged this way as opposed to Lamar Jackson. Okay?
Well,
yeah. I don't want him to be Brady, but I don't want him to be Lamar Jackson either.
Well, Lamar's at a point right now where he's just, you know, he's right. Just got to win games with his legs.
That's all.
He's going to have to scramble for 100 because he just can't pass right now. But guess what?
They were winning games.
Yeah. That's not sustainable. But for right now, it's what the Ravens need. And the Ravens are trying to develop them. And they say, let's just do that. Yeah, Deshaun is too. Deshaun's way more developed than Lamar Jackson. So I don't want that either. But I do think that it's okay for him to get out and threaten teams a little bit more. It's just about not taking guys on like he did against the Cowboys. You don't have to act like every play is a check of your manhood and you got to smash into 3 guys. You can still get out of the pocket, scramble. No question you want him to be able to win from the pocket. But
it's a check in your manhood and you're smashing 3 guys, did you say?
Smashing, yeah, head first into 3 guys.
Oh, okay. I thought you said smashing 3 guys. I was like, I don't know that's a That's a right analogy there. Let's get Aggie Joe in here on ESPN. He wants to talk about it. Hey, Aggie Joe, where you been?
Oh, man, just around. How you guys doing this morning?
Good, man. Good. How are you?
Good. So check it out. I wanted to ask. So if the Texans win out, that puts them at 12-4. If the Chargers and the Chiefs lose one game, then all 3 of them are tied up. So how does that work as far as the number 1 seed? If they all have the same record, does it go by strength of schedule? Where would that put the Texans? I'll hang up and listen, guys.
No, the Texans are still behind the Chiefs because I think believe conference record, although losing, they didn't play head-to-head. So there was I believe the second playoff tiebreaker. I read about it that they have to have a better record than the Chiefs. The last time I looked at it, it's because of, I believe, first tiebreaker was conference record. So I'm looking it up here. Mm-hmm. Head to head, best one loss.
I'm not anticipating that happening.
You're not anticipating what?
What was he talking about?
If all 3 end up with the same 12-4 record.
Yeah, I'm just not anticipating.
Why aren't you anticipating that? You don't like them against the Eagles this week, do you?
They make me a little nervous. I just want to see the Texans be consistent. I'm a little worried about the pass defense now. This has become a concern. The pass defense, and I know people are saying, it was a concern the whole year. Actually, it wasn't. There for a long stretch, now they weren't playing great quarterbacks. But, yeah, you're going on the road back-to-back weeks. Yeah, I'm a little concerned. Absolutely. You got to go East Coast twice. It's a little bit of a concern. There's no question about it. And you just haven't seen the same level of consistency that you want to see across the board. I tell you one thing, if you don't run the football well, it's a big problem, obviously, because Deshaun doesn't operate as well. Bill O'Brien doesn't operate as well when he has to really try to carry the offense. I mean, they got that drive at the end of the game, but it had been pretty stale before then. And with Lamar Miller, when he got hurt and he went to Alfred Blue, you notice how Alfred Blue's fine when he's just getting about six carries? Like, you know, Blue's serviceable. Blue's okay. He's done a decent job. Mm-hmm. Then when Blue has to carry the ball as a real running back, it sucks. Like, God, Blue's got no juice. Blue is just grinding it right into the line. Nothing there for Blue. And some of it was there were no holes being open either. But if they can't run the football, they're going to have a hard time. They're going to have a hard time winning games if they can't win a football game come playoff time against real teams. They're going to have a really tough time.
Well, if it comes down to this, Joe, it goes head to head if applicable, which it isn't. Best one loss tied percentage in games played within the conference, that could end up a tie as well. Best one loss tied percentage in common games, minimum of four. They have not played four common opponents. But then it's strength of victory and strength of schedule. And the Texans lose that. They lose both of those because they played the second weakest schedule in the NFL. Now, I will say this, though. It has changed some because the only division, I believe, how is this? Let me see. But the Texans have 3 8-win teams. The AFC South has 3 8-win teams. That's pretty freaking good. And no other division has 3 8-win teams.
Yeah, no Jacksonville. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. This went from being a disastrous division right now, honestly, you'd put the Colts as the three hottest teams in the AFC, right?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Ahead of the Texans?
Same, although they beat the Texans. So
Texans have had more wins out of the last 11 games. But the Colts only have two losses since the Texans
game. Out of their last eight?
They got shut out by the Jaguars, which they're really going to regret that. They got shut out 6-0 by the Jaguars, and they got beat by the Jets the week after. They got beat by Philadelphia at the end of the game. I think the Jets, and they got beat 6-0 by the Jaguars. But the Texans have only lost once since that game against the Colts.
Well, the Colts have won 7 of their last 8. They're only lost to the lowly Jaguars 6-0. And otherwise, they've played great football.
They're smashing teams right now.
And
they may not make playoffs. And you know what? Your little...
Well, that's on early in the season, the way they played.
Yeah. Well, kind of like the Texans. Only the Texans are a 2-seed.
And now
the fans are ready to revolt and blow the whole thing up.
How would they like that again, to have that tie, while it may have sparked them into, I don't know, I guess it sparked them into great things, either that or they started calling better plays and blocking better and tackling better, one of those two things, because they lost. After the Texans, they lost to the Patriots, and they lost to the Jets. So I'm not sure that it really sparked anything.
I asked a question. It was important to set a mindset. Really? That mindset moving forward.
How much
forward,
would they like to have that tie right now, though?
Well, I think you'd probably like to have it, but I don't think there's any, to be honest with you, I don't think there's a whole lot of regret over there because their goal is big picture. And even if they don't make the playoffs, I think their big picture goal is they're accomplishing their big picture goals. The Texans right now, this is a huge, what I'm realizing is that this is a monster. The Colts just had a monster offseason with Darius Leonard and Quentin Nelson. The Texans now are in a monster offseason mode where this is really important for Brian Gain and Bill O'Brien. Really, really important. Because what I just saw the Colts do is find major, major building blocks on both sides of the ball for them. Andrew Luck came back. That was almost like adding a free agent. Now, the Colts are one of the favorites moving forward, I think, in the next few years.
Yeah.
And then you look at the Texans. They need major building blocks in this draft.
They need a Quentin Nelson.
A corner, an offensive lineman, and then maybe a playmaker of some sort.
And you know what they also need? A win like the Rockets.
No question. How about three straight? How about our boys from the Houston Rockets are in there getting the W's? As a matter of fact, your holiday package is available right now through the website rockets.com and, of course, rocketshop.com. If you go to the website, you can see the different packages they have available for you in terms of five-game gift packages. So it's a great gift that you can give, but it's not too late to fill those, you know, to fill those stockings with the stocking stuffers. Two different five-game packages available. The Holiday Red Pack has Kyrie Irving, Anthony Davis, and, of course, the Dallas Mavericks with tremendous rookie coming in, Doncic. And then you've got the Holiday Pack has Kawhi Leonard, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, and many, many more. Take advantage of the Rockets Holiday Family Special Wednesday night. The Rockets host All-Stars John Wall and Bradley Beal and the Washington Wizards. Four tickets, four dogs, four sodas, one family holiday photo with Santa Claus, and live reindeer as well. They're going to be there, and tickets start as low as $89. For more information, simply go to rockets.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5.
TJ Yates has weighed in.
What TJ said?
TJ said, all these Texans fans and Houston media overreacting like crazy on Twitter, so funny to me. It's hard to win in the league, man, and they've done it 10 out of the last 11 times. Find a real problem, LOL. Trey says,
good thing he put LOL so everybody knows he was kidding.
Trey says, I think,
because that's a real, it's a real problem winning 10 out of 11. If they had won 11 out of 11, guess what? They'd be firmly locked in as with a bye.
Trey says, we're realists in Houston and see a 10-14 that will get bounced in the first round because of how we play against the 4-10 team.
I'll tell you this, though. You could be the 3 seed having to face the Colts. That's not something I'm looking forward to.
Ross says, at me, TJ. Ross Bolin, who runs, who's one of the guys who runs, doesn't he still run it? I can't remember what the, I think Total Frat Move. Anyway, TJ Yates says, yep, you were one of them. And then Ross goes, we're a notoriously jumpy people, but we mean well. And they covered, said TJ, so I know you're happy. We are an emotional people. Jesse says, also the line was 7 and they won by 7. Broadcasters kept saying they were expected to blow the Jets out.
Yeah.
But they actually met expectations. Yeah, I don't know why Nate Burleson kept from the very beginning of the game, like, everyone thought they're gonna blow the doors off the
Who thought that?
Off the
They were 6.
You said Deshaun was going for 4 touchdowns,
Guess who cashed a check? They were 6.5 point favorites to start the week. Ooh, guess who got them at 6.5? Bing, 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 winner. Chicken dinner. Yeah. So, yeah, Nate Burleson, I don't care if they win by a half a point or 8,000 points. It's still, that's all you get is what you bet. That's it. Doesn't matter. And, yeah, and they're talking about everybody's disappointed with their first. They were up by 7 in the first half. They played pretty well, I think, or something.
They just didn't play.
I mean, they're not pretty. They're just not a pretty football.
No, this is not.
No, everybody wants them to be the Chiefs and the Rams
and the
Saints.
But you know what was way prettier? What was way prettier was 2011 and 2012 Texans, other division clinching teams. Bill O'Brien is going to win 3 division championships in 5 years since he's been in Houston.
That's not good enough.
Or is it? No. Yeah. Or is it 6 years? 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Yeah. He's won 3 division titles. Now, 2 of them.
9-7. We were 9-7, AFC South champs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but he also was, you know, some people I saw, we have... Greg said he thinks Bill O'Brien's doing it kind of with smoke and mirrors. I will say, you got DeAndre Carter off the scrap heap is one wide receiver. You traded for Demaryius Thomas, who is at the back end of his career. An offensive line that is not exactly the most talented. Alfred Blue. You know, there's a lot of fan bases that would say, man, they are scraping it together with a subpar offensive line, what's left at wide receiver and running back, and they still going to get a win. But this is just one of the unusual. At some point, we got to start talking about the football and not our reaction to what the record is and reaction is, but it's just, I consider myself a realist and a pragmatist, and I'm not going to be too hyperbolic about wins or losses. I try not to be, but the fact is, this is just a fact. It's just so hard to get behind this 10-win team like they're a 10-win team. This doesn't feel like they're even remotely in the neighborhood of 2011, 2012 teams. Does it to you?
Yeah. Yeah.
It does feel like they're in the same neighborhood?
Yeah. I didn't believe. I really didn't. I thought that.
No, but you don't think they're in the same neighborhood as those other two teams.
What do you mean? As
11
good
and 12, yeah.
Yeah, I do.
You do?
I really do.
You think this team's as good as 11 or 12?
Yes, I think this team.
The Bulls on parade defense. Yes. I don't think that defense is even close to being what they are here.
I think they have a chance to be that. Now, I'm not. The back end is really. I saw.
Well, the safeties are much better.
Here's what was troubling. I thought the Texans were ferocious in the first few series. I think you might have tweeted out, looks like JJ's gassed again in the fourth quarter.
He was in the third and into the fourth.
You know what? Probably going to start to happen now. He's older. He's getting a little bit. I mean, we still think of JJ as JJ. But
you didn't like or retweet. He didn't like or retweet that, Dale. Did you like or retweet that when I
didn't
said
like
that?
I don't respond to you guys in group chat. So I don't.
Yeah, you're
like
weak. We need to kick him out of the
group. Please do.
We need to kick him out of Glory Boys.
Please do.
What's better is we make him read those. It's even better.
Oh, my bad. Because
that troubles him.
It doesn't trouble me. It's just, oh, okay, whatever.
Whatever.
Well, can you start liking some of the stuff now?
No.
No.
Stop looking for my tweets. Stop begging for clout.
I'm not going to like when you talk about JJ being cast.
Can y'all retweet my tweets?
Did you talk to Kay Adams that way?
Hmm.
When you were in New York?
She hugged me like we were old friends. During the break, I came out. She goes, hey. And I was like, hey, girl. And I tried to linger, and she pushed, away.
Did she come in for the pelvic out hug, and then you pushed the pelvic in?
It was just a hug like we've been friends forever.
And she tried to pull away and you were still holding.
I didn't have time. I wanted to get a picture and send it to you guys, but I felt like it. Mm. There was a point I thought this could be, don't make it creepy.
Well,
I just said to myself, like, don't make it creepy.
It's creepy right now.
You were gyrating your hips. It's creepy.
Yeah. No one gyrated hips. How about my wife was my alarm. We were supposed to get down there by 8:30.
Your wife is your alarm?
I remember
your car alarm.
So I have my phone alarm set for whatever, 7:15, 7:30. But the volume was all the way down on my phone. So I wake up naturally and like, it was 8 o'clock. I had to get down there by 8:30 because I don't know the deal if you have to be right there on time. So I get dressed really quickly and my wife is going to come. She goes, well, I can get ready. I'm like, no, you're good. We don't have enough time to wait for you. We'll be late. So I got out. I was able to leave her behind because she was going to just slow it down. I had to get there quickly because of Good Morning Football and the entire cast that I love so much. And then Uber New York is a waste of time now. It's just too crowded.
There's too many cabs.
It's too crowded.
Why would you take Uber?
I walked and ran 1.3 miles just down there. It was better just to.
So you're all sweaty when you hugged me?
Yeah, she was probably like, ugh. Yeah, no wonder she pushed away.
It was 30-something. You don't really sweat, but. And that's whenever I saw, when I was coming back, I saw Michael Cohen. That was the day the New York media was running around the corner of this building. I'm just walking down the street, and I'm walking between buildings, and they run down and they're jumping up on top of this ledge area and getting pictures inside, you know, from outside, inside the glass. And of course, I need to know, what the hell's going on here? And some guy goes, it's Michael Cohen. He got his ass kicked today. And that's when I guess he got sentenced to 3 years in prison that day. And so I get up there like I'm New York media.
Destroyed our economy and put the stock market in a plunge. And yeah, that's all good. That's fun.
I get up there and I'm like, well, I got to take, you know, it's one guy from the back. There's probably 27. I mean, you have to hustle. They were steamrolling people, these paparazzi, but it's news paparazzi. And so one guy in the very back, this older guy goes, excuse me, you're all blocking my shot. Which everyone, I guess paparazzi-wise, they thought it was the funniest joke of all time. They're like, he goes, right? I can't get up there. You guys climb up like young kids. Somebody send me digital photos. And I'm like, I'll send you something, old man.
Can you print one and get it to me? 7:44. Let's get Chuck in here. He's been waiting and we've been talking. What do you say, Chuck?
What's your What's up, fellas?
How you doing, man?
Hey, I just wanted to ask y'all a question. You think all these people, we know the team's flawed and the Texans, but there's one thing I got to say to all these fans out there who want to criticize them. Hey, this is the first time I feel like we have an absolute chance to win every game we're in because of Deshaun Watson. If he has the same kind of career as Big Ben, I'll be happy. That's all,
fellas. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, that's
you
a good point.
Win a couple Super Bowls.
That's a good point.
No, that's why I feel better about this team than 12 or 11 or 12.
Yeah, I do. I do feel like now 11, I thought of Matt Schaub. Ironically, if Matt Schaub would have been there, they might have gone to the
Super
Bowl.
I thought they were better in 11 than 12. Yeah. I thought they were a fraud in 12.
12 felt kind of fraudy because of how they finished. Although they just didn't feel as good in 12,
no.
Even though they had a better record. 11 was as good a Texan team as I've ever seen. And until this World Series championship, I felt like 2011 Texans were 1998 Astros. They had that same kind of, man, they were loaded with talent. They could run the ball against anybody. They could impose their will. They had a good defense. The addition of J.J. and Manning were, it was so important to the secondary. Kareem started playing better. They just needed Matt Schaub to be the trigger man. Once again, understand how that sounds.
Same thing this year. The addition of Colvin and the and Teron.
Well, you know, man. This is what I said. Since it's Christmas time, I feel like the Texans should go back and try to do an exchange with the Jaguars. Like, hi, next in line. Hi, we got this Aaron Colvin from you, and it does not fit. And this is actually not what we ordered.
It's a little too big.
When it was delivered, it was not what we ordered. It was a little slow. And it doesn't cover like you said it could cover. And they said, we didn't say anything. That was a free agent pickup. No one traded him to you. We'd like to exchange him, or either return or exchange. Can we exchange him for a Bouye? No, you can't. We'll pay the upgrade fee. No, it's too late. You can't pay the upgrade.
It doesn't really cover nearly enough. It's kind of like a Miley Cyrus blouse. It doesn't cover. It doesn't
it's
cover.
It's not really. Enough. Well, that covered enough not to get fined.
Well, not it didn't cover nearly enough, if you want to know the truth.
It covered enough not to get fined. That's all it was meant to do.
The same with Aaron Colvin.
Can we get our money back on this? Mm-hmm. Or an exchange? Or a store? Or a Jacksonville score credit? I'm sorry. We have a return policy.
And Aaron Colvin's going, really? How's that defense since I left? How's that look? How's that look over there?
You think that's the key?
It might be the key.
They lose Colvin?
Aaron Colvin thinks so. All right? Aaron Colvin saying, look, I leave, it falls apart. Oh, how many wins do we got over here now?
And here's...
Thank you.
Okay. If his whole thing is he's a good luck charm, that's fine.
Yeah.
Don't act like you're a good player. Just say, I'm a good luck charm. Wherever I go, we win divisions. Now, that's fine. That's a fair thing to say. I always think it's interesting. Last week when Bill O'Brien was asked, what's the deal with Aaron Colvin? Well, you know, we're just trying to win games, and we try to play. We want good players to play, and we think he's, you know, when he's ready to make plays, we're going to. So, whoa. So you're saying Aaron Colvin's not as good as Sharice, right? That's what I'm saying. Hold on.
I'm not referring to him as Sharice Wright anymore. His name's just Double Move.
Is Double Move?
I'm just going to call him Double Move.
He cannot fade a Double Move.
Hey, man, my God. It was the same freaking play back-to-back weeks. I'm scared of that now. I'm scared of Sharice Wright. Sharice Wright played a role for about three or four games, and you were like, hey, man, Sharice Wright. And then all of a sudden it was like, man, Sharice Wright.
It's like that with anybody who just comes in. Hey, this guy's the good player. He's the really good player. And then you realize, oh, this is why they were a backup. Yeah. But this is why they're at the back end of the roster.
All right, we got to take a break. 713-780-3776. I got to talk about. Listen, I took the fam over to Del Frisco's the other night. JT and Frankie came in, and everybody. Oh man, I want that. I want the filet. I got the bone in ribeye, spectacular. We were up in the bar area. You can go and you can get a seat up near the bar area. We're watching. It was Thursday night. We had the Thursday night games. We had the Rockets on one TV, and we had the Chargers Chiefs game on the other. And it was spectacular. And you don't get a better steak in the city. And the sides, the lobster mac, the spinach, the mushrooms, everything that you get. Now they're open on Christmas Day from 3 to 8. So you don't have to. You listen, if you, especially if it's, you know, just you and your wife, or, you know, a small four of you or whatever. Now, you could have a huge party if you want to do that as well. But why cook? Take them to the best dinner that you're going to get in the city. You know, open up your presents, sit around, watch some football and basketball, and then go to Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse. Of course, they're open for New Year's, and they have a great... We've been there. I've been there a couple. I think we were making it a regular thing. I think maybe three in a row we've been at Del Frisco's Double Eagle. We'll be out of town, but that's where we would be. That's where we would be if we were in town, at Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse. You're looking for the best steak and the nicest area, nicest atmosphere in the city, Del Frisco's on Westheimer in the Galleria.
This is ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to call in here. By the way, you were gone last week and Dell was... he had his overcoat on, and he was going to a cartoon. Okay, bunch of little kids. He was going by himself.
I don't own an overcoat.
Okay,
and I went to a 12:45 showing. There are no kids in this theater. It was me and like six other people, or two couples, and then one, and then three friends. Maybe about nine people or so.
Nine people in the whole movie theater.
Yeah, and it made
such a big hit.
Made 35. It was a 12:30 showing.
$35 million today. Puh. You know
for
how much
a cartoon.
It lost?
An opening weekend.
It's a puh. That's
okay,
what it is.
We'll find out. They've already got a sequel plan. They're already in the works for that.
Oh,
and spinoff.
God. It's Porky the Pig dresses up as Spider-Man.
Spider-Ham, not Porky the Pig.
Spider-Ham?
Yeah, it's into the
Spider-Ham. What is this, a heat check?
No, it's a character that has existed for a while, but they just put him in this particular movie.
Good Lord.
Got great reviews and made a lot of money.
Yeah, great reviews. What a...
You didn't even see it. You can't say anything.
It's the
worst
thing.
You didn't see it. You've never seen it, and you won't see it. So you're uninformed. You can't say a word about it. Mm. Other than, you know what? The nation loved it, John.
Did the nation love it?
Yes.
$35 million?
Opening weekend.
That's a huge loss. They're going to close the doors.
No, they won't.
What a... You got to be kidding me. Peter Porker. Peter Porker.
That's his name.
It's a pig that flies around.
He doesn't fly.
And shoots webs out of its... Out of its hoofs.
Well, it is not, no. This pig, much like a lot of animated things, they have hands themselves. And
what?
Yeah.
A pig with hands.
I don't question any of this stuff anymore. It's going to make money. Anything set up for kids or tweens or whatever.
Thank you.
It's not set up for kids.
Or tweens.
It's not even tweens because comic books.
You're not considered a tween, are you?
No, and I don't even read comic books. I like comic book movies and... It's going to be successful.
I don't even care. It's going to make money.
Because adults are going to go watch it.
I wish I could just put some money like, hey, we're doing this. Can I put any money in? How much do I get back? Just let me put money in because I know I'm getting a bunch of money back.
Yeah.
I know I'm getting a ton of money back.
Well, yeah. Just make a cartoon for Dell and he'll spend $35 million on it.
No, make it for plenty of people and they'll spend $35
million. Yeah.
Just like Aquaman, another thing you call a cartoon, which it actually isn't.
It is a cartoon.
That's not a cartoon. That had Khal Drogo on
it. It was more realistic when he was a Dothraki. Okay,
could Khal Drogo swim? I don't feel like Khal Drogo. I don't think Khal Drogo could have was able to swim.
I think his people weren't his people afraid of the water. So
yes,
he had to convince them to go across the sea.
Yeah, how unbelievable it is.
See,
now you got the guy who's afraid of water. He's Aquaman.
Well, he's an actor, John. He can play different roles.
No,
it's kind of how acting works.
That is kind of how it works to me.
Just like Robert De Niro can be in The Godfather and then be in Rocky and Bullwinkle.
No, that's called quitting. That's just called getting paychecks.
That's how acting works.
That's just called getting a paycheck. It's a sore subject. I hate to see stuff like that. It's like Jordan with the Wizards, Dream with the Toronto Raptors, and then, you know, and then you have Robert De Niro and Al Pacino just cashing checks. Like, oh, look at me. I'm an intern. I'm an older man here with the young girl. Intern.
That's actually not a bad movie. Yeah. That movie's actually pretty good.
Actually, for him right now, it's a great movie. It's considered a, it's like Rotten Tomatoes, 61%. Great.
Don't be talking about De Niro like that. It's a little disrespectful. You're being a little disrespectful to a man, a Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Famer.
Wasn't he Boris in Rock and Bullwinkle?
Was he?
I think so.
How is he in Russian?
You see how he's turned this on you? You started with cartoons and now he's putting it back on your people, John.
No. We're not doing that.
He was in Rocky Bullwinkle. He was in a cartoon himself.
Yeah. That as a voice? Stop.
No.
He ain't Peter Porker.
It was a live action movie.
He ain't
going to
embarrass himself with Peter Porker.
No, he was in a live action movie, and then Rocky and Bullwinkle were Who Framed Roger Rabbit, that type of deal. That's what he was in.
Who will be in a movie over the next 3 years? I'm going to ask you guys, will J.J. Watt be in a movie? Yes. Is minus 300.
Oh, yeah.
He's a heavy favorite.
He's a superhero. And when he's done with his career, he'll be Captain America.
He's going to take over for Captain America because he's unbelievable. He can't carry
But he can play a bit role.
Yeah.
Like, Deshaun Watson be in a movie within the next 3 years?
No.
Mm-mm.
You don't think so? I think it's possible.
He's not charismatic enough.
I think he likens himself as that kind of guy.
JJ will be some kind of bodyguard at the door, and he'll have to pick somebody up and then put him down.
JJ for sure has a good chance being in a movie. I think Deshaun could be. Nuke Hopkins won't be.
Nuke is in some more commercials than you think, though.
Yeah, it's because Adidas.
Yeah, but he's always got his shirt undone, and he's by the pool.
I mean, it's all his Adidas, and also Madden, I guess.
Speaking of this, let's get it back to the Texans for just a second.
Yeah.
The ankle? Carry it off the field? That's not a good... If Deshaun is in any way, shape, or form not 1,000%... DeAndre is not 1,000%. This team is in some serious...
I'm sorry, DeAndre Hopkins and Lamar Miller.
Yeah.
Both out. That really looked bad with Nuke Hopkins. Oh, Deshaun will take 40 sacks. If there's no Hopkins, they're like, I don't know who to throw to. Tight ends. Swear to God, good things happen when you throw to tight ends. Like, lots of touchdowns. I can't see tight ends. I don't know where they are. Just open your eyes. I swear to God, 83 and 88 are tight ends. 80, what's Griffin, 9? 84. 84, 84, 88, 83, any of them. It's burning my eyes to look right. Just look at other guys.
No.
Look at other guys other than DeAndre.
If Nuke is covered.
It is going to turn into a billion sacks.
It's stop. Bump into the center, okay. jump off of him, spin around, okay, and then go back again all the way to the right side, and then throw it out of bounds.
What if he came up with no DeAndre Hopkins, and he's got dark sunglasses on and a cane? I can't
see
him. And a service dog.
See.
Help me throw this to another receiver other than Hopkins. No.
Hey, guys, 7:59. Oh, it's 8 o'clock now. Gosh, dog, it's already 8 o'clock. Yeah. Guys, Christmas is almost here. Give her the next best thing to wear nothing at all. Oh. Soft, silky, nudies sleepwear. Available exclusively at pajamagram.com.
Nice.
Sensuous and smooth nudies pajamas. Feel just like her own bare skin. I mean, this is almost, I don't even know if I can read this. This seems, are the kids at school yet? Because this is something more alluring than lingerie. The texture and touch of Nudie's pajamas is so comfortable, you'll both stay occupied well into the evening. This is really, I can tell you, got any like mood music?
I'm not playing I can play here you while during you're this? Reading it like that.
What? She'll love the feeling wearing next to nothing at all, and you'll love the way it looks, too. Best of all, you don't have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging and delivery by Christmas guaranteed. Plus, they're backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee, so you risk nothing. Thousands of men, just like you, made their loved ones happy by giving them Nudie pajamas. You can, too. But you need to get these amazing PJs today because last year they sold out before Christmas. So here's what you do. It's easy. Go to Pajamagram.com right now or call 1-800-GIVE-PJ. PJs. That's pajamagram.com. Tell them Granato with ESPN 975 sent you.
ESPN 975.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of Bonnie plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all Bonnie 4.5-inch vegetable and herbs are on sale through May 17th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.